What is going on, guys? It is Nikki G tuning to you live from the Life is Nikki G Frequency podcast, man. And I just watched an amazing video that inspired me to live by the phrase that the video was about. The phrase was train insane or be the same. Train insane or be the same, right? And I'm totally with that. You guys know me. I'm totally with that high energy, high focus, high execution, and praise, high praise, right? The reason why I wanted to make this episode today about training insane or being the same is nowadays, so many people that I come into contact with in the physical, are of the victim mentality, but with the victim mentality, these certain people are so quick to point out the very basic and obvious differences that we have between one another. The same things that we've talked about for hundreds, if not thousands of years. Right? But people are so quick as well to not own the fact of simple actions such as being lazy or not being attentive to your own life or time management, things like that. But yet they're so quick to point out that, you know, we may be a different color, you may be female, you may be male, you may be this or that. At the end of the day, you may just be motherfucking lazy, bro. Most people can't handle that. I'm willing to dish it out, though. So I just wanted to start off this episode by saying, if you're not training insane in any category of your life, you are staying the same. You're not really even staying the same, because at one point in your life, you're going to hit the dying process and you will be deteriorating from where you never started from. You'll be going backwards from the starting line. So this episode is going to be about train insane or be the same, man. Straight up. All right, so the first thing that I think about when I think of the phrase train insane or be the same, and I'm thinking about other people, I think a lot of people are not Nikki G, and thankfully I'm okay with that, but I think a lot of people are not the people that are looking to be aggressive, looking to be high energy and high focus and high recognition, right? And I think that's okay, but I think you can look at train insane or be the same differently, in the sense that insane can be the frequency, like how often you do something, right? Or insane could be just focusing on one aspect of your life to make yourself better in that area, to move forward to other areas that need improvement. So I believe that, you know, although the phrase is train insane or be the same, I think you have to be a little bit open when it comes to wordplay. I think you have to not have the strict definitions that a lot of people have with words. I think that you need to just kind of bend the mentality around using the phrase, right? Train insane or be the same. Train aggressively for 1 or 2 weeks about time management so that progresses within your life. And that will breed into other facets of life, without a doubt. Without a doubt. So after thinking about the phrase train insane or be the same, after my immediate thought of everyone else, I thought of myself, my high energy, my high praise, my high reward, right? And everybody else like me. And I think that a lot of the reason why those people that do not train insane kind of sit to the side and cast away from the insane part of it, I think those people allow the overcast to cast upon them while people like me are getting dirty, people like me are getting to confrontation situations and gaining experience on how not to live life, right? I've been the example so many times to plenty of people that I have known based on their reaction to my situation and or their facial expression. People are like an open book, but anyways, I've been the example of how not to do things plenty of times, but not here, not today, not at the beginning of January 2020,
not on the Life is Nikki G Frequency podcast, man. We out here giving knowledge, spreading our opinions, you know, but getting back to training insane or being the same. If you are not executing on a high level in any facet of your life, you're stagnant, in my opinion. And you can say no, you can have your own opinions. I'm completely okay with that. From my view and the way that this world works for me, you're dropping the ball. And when I hear the victim mentality, when I hear that we can't really get anything done because of certain outside situations, it's your mindset. It's what you believe. It's how you were raised. It is your mindset. Once you change how you believe you want to the situation to appear to you, once you want to realize exactly how you want it to go, and you allow or give or hope or wish or faith or however you want to do it, whatever you want to say, if you do not understand that your mindset directly correlates with what the experience is, you done fucked up. All right, so this is my final talk on the slogan or the phrase or the statement of training insane or being the same, man. And I got myself here doing some research and investing my time and energy into this statement. And the reason why I've chosen this statement as what I'm going to continue to live myself my life by, it's the same statement as go hard or go home. And that's who I've always been, and that's what I'm trying to be. It comes down to three things. If you're somebody who is shying away from someone or something that you know is telling you you need to be a high execution, high reward, high praise person, I think it comes down to these three things, because that's what I think. The first thing is you have to know the location of where you're at right now. You have to know who you are, what you like, what you dislike, what makes you tick. You have to analyze yourself, your spending habits, your normal habits, your bad habits, your good habits, and write them all down and take a look at yourself and be honest, because you can't shy away, and know where your location is. Step two is know your destination. Know where you want to be. Figure it out. That's on a different episode of the podcast. But knowing your location and your destination is imperative. Your destination is key, because you must visualize that destination. You must know where you're going. You must know the end result. You may not know why, but you can. A lot of people can feel it in their gut. A lot of people don't really know, but they're like, I want to be an astronaut. And they end up being an astronaut. But the final thing is you have to know the value or the worth of the destination. What is it that you do it for? Why are you doing it? If you want $100 million, why? What are you going to do with it? And in that, knowing your location, your destination, and knowing the worth, I'm just saying, that's train insane or be the same. That takes some serious skill to be able to analyze yourself, know where you want to go, project that into the future, and make that shit happen at a high level. Man, training insane or being the same is the dopest shit that I've ever heard in my life. Like I myself could not imagine not living by that, period. So this has been another episode of the Life is Nikki G Frequency podcast, man. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate all of you. And hit me up on Insta. Hit me up on Snapchat. Hit me up on Anchor, guys. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Later.